This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Violets here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have in your face Jennifer Horn, in your ear Rich McFadden, in front of you, behind you, and all around you Ken Kessler, covering what needs to be said and what we need to hear. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-DOUG. Email any one of us at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Flash fact number one, the average life expectancy of a toilet is 50 years. Thank you very much. Now let's move on.
Yes.
Mine never lasts that long.
Really? You use it too much. That's because you're, sort of full.
No, I mean, it's just, they always break.
So. Every year, approximately 250,000 American husbands are physically attacked and beaten by their wives. Do you know that? I guess you didn't know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us. You may or may not have heard the story of the two men who have been freed from prison because they were exonerated. What does that do to a person's life? What does that do to your psyche when you're sent to jail and you know you're not guilty and it takes a long time for you to prove that? Some people go to jail and they aren't guilty, but they never prove it.
You think you question your own sanity? Maybe
I think maybe. I think it's a tough thing to deal with. So she'll explain how that happens. We'll have some more financial and retirement advice later in the hour. And we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus with the medical update, medical news. The latest recipients of the threat from ISIS are our friends in the Russian Republic. Pukin Putin and his pals have now gotten into the crosshairs of ISIS. So the leader of Chechnya, which is an interesting part or reality in that new movie, November Man, with Pierce Brosnan. Anyway, the guy's name is Ramzan Kadyrov. He vowed that these bastards will be destroyed, quote-unquote. He said that in Russian. He said that in English. Kenny, do you know whether he said it in English or in Russian? Did he say it? What's the word for bastard in Russia? I guess that's
Putin.
Yeah, good. Okay. These Putins are going to be destroyed. Anyway, he and Putin are great pals. He was on that. See, this is what I find most interesting about all of this stuff. This guy is on an Instagram rant after the ISIS people posted a video threatening Putin because he was supporting Assad. And so I was looking around. Richie and I were talking about how much of this stuff is being carried on in social media.
Think
all these clowns back and forth with each other on social media.
It's like, this is amazing. Think about how much of our news from leaders, world leaders, comes from their tweets. Joe Biden yesterday tweeted that we will follow them to the gates of hell.
Yep.
Yeah.
And is it easier? Is it like big man syndrome like it is for online bullies?
But is that where you need to be if you want to get heard by certain crowds? Does Joe Biden feel the need? Joe Biden's Twitter page was dormant for a long time, but now he has cranked it back up because it's election season.
Advising him are using it. Those people are much better at using it, or at least in the last go-round, Democrats were much better at using social media than Republicans were, and the election showed it.
Obama was the king of social media. Mastered it.
Yep.
But, I mean, now you have the Chechenian leader threatening the one of the biggest terrorist groups in the world via Twitter or via Instagram, and you have the Vice President of the United States replying and also threatening them on Twitter. Like, there's a tweet from Joe Biden right now.
Turn your phone off, will you, for God's sakes? I don't want to know how many times Russia's going to get bombed. What the hell's the matter?
Joe Biden needs to keep in touch with me.
It's really weird.
He says he's going to follow us to the gates of hell, too.
I'm on Joe Biden's Twitter page right now.
And those
tweets aren't there.
Huh. Really?
Really?
Here it is on ABC News.
Mm-hmm. Kenny's getting back at you for being nasty to me when you were correcting me earlier.
Well, he's got to protect
you. If they were tweeted, somebody must have removed them.
Really? Huh.
There's something about him talking about jobs 20 hours ago, and then before that, wishing you a happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day. All right, so what did
he's wishing ISIS a happy
Labor
Day.
Take a few minutes or a few seconds, Kenny, and bring us up to date on what some of our listeners are saying about the threat from ISIS.
Dan says there's a very statesmanlike discussion going on right now about confronting ISIS. The only thing missing is an actual strategy for confronting ISIS.
Hello. Somebody just realizing that now? These guys are so full of gas, they haven't come up with one plan yet. Bombing doesn't work because we had somebody earlier on explaining on the program, if you want to listen to hour number three, I think, in the podcast.
Yeah.
We had a gentleman on who basically said that all you do by bombing is create more terrorists, because more often than not, more civilians are killed than the bad guys, and that just whips up the locals and everybody else says, see what these Americans are doing? And that's why we haven't been successful, because we keep making the same stupid mistakes over and over again. As much as I don't want to see soldiers, boots on the ground there, I don't think that's the way to do this either, unless you're going to blow up everybody. I mean, we have the ability to pretty specifically target areas, don't get me wrong, but there always are going to be, you know, especially with these guys. I mean, look what happens with Hamas. They make sure all of the armaments are in mosques or schools or in hospitals or something, so that when we try to blow up the stuff, not we, the Israelis blow up the stuff, they're going to get innocents. And it's all planned that way. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. So anyway, it's pretty distressing, frankly, when you figure get to the bottom line. Dr. Ken, speaking of bottom lines, Dr. Ken Kronos, in a couple of minutes with the medical update of the week. News you should what's that expression?
News you should use?
You know, you snooze and you lose the news. So don't go to sleep. Stand by for Dr. Ken on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win!
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is good, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween in the Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better, by 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Limitations apply, prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an update on some of the important medical stories of the week. A lot of people are curious about Joan Rivers. You theorized a few days ago that she may have a heart problem. Are you sticking with that analysis?
I sure am. Joan Rivers, 81, went into cardiac and respiratory arrest, Doug, during what we think is throat surgery at Yorkville Endoscopy Clinic on August 28th. The details are sketchy. They're really managing this story very tightly. Joan was brought out of a medically induced coma on August 31st and is breathing with the help of life support machinery. Medically induced comas, they're usually reserved for a traumatic brain injury. The goal is to slow down swelling that puts pressure on the brain and causes damage. if she survives, she will likely have major brain damage. And there are several lessons here for all of us. The risk of anesthesia and surgery increase as we age. Make sure your anesthesiologist and surgeon carefully assess your risk of surgery and don't hinder or ignore their efforts before the surgery. Joan Rivers, I'm sure, is a, and I mean this politely, is a high-maintenance patient. You know, her daughter has talked about how challenging it is to live with her, and I bet the efforts of the doctors to carefully plan this, she resisted at every inch.
Yeah. All right, here's some good news about apples.
There is. There's some great news about apples and all fruit. This is out of the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Barcelona, Spain this past week. That a seven-year study involving nearly 500,000 people has concluded that daily fruit consumption, Doug, cuts the risk of developing cardiovascular disease by a whopping 40%. So get a single at least serving of fruit each day.
All right, the Ebola update, whether or not this is different than what you were thinking a month ago or not is what's in question here, I think.
Well, we just have to be a little more aware of this. Don't hit the panic button, but there's a dire warning from the CDC this week that the Ebola epidemic, Doug, is spreading faster than all efforts to stop it. CDC Director Tom Frieden stated the Ebola epidemic is spiraling out of control. The situation is bad, and it looks like it's going to get worse quickly. And the third American Ebola patient has been identified, Dr. Rick Sacra. He's an OBGYN doctor from Boston working in Liberia who skipped wearing protective gear in 100-degree heat. Right. My advice, we need to step up our efforts to work on vaccines and treatments for this deadly disease and seal off Western Africa from the rest of the world until health workers can get this epidemic under control. That will require leadership.
All right, DNA news, a couple of DNA stories today. Those people who got released from jail, that's one story. But here's something more generally about what your DNA needs for you to live longer.
Some good news. British Journal of Sports Medicine this week. Spending less time sitting might increase your lifespan by keeping your DNA young. More time spent on your feet, Doug, appears to lengthen bits of DNA called telomeres. Telomeres, which protect the ends of chromosomes, like the tips of that keep shoelaces from fraying, tend to get shorter and shorter until they can't shorten anymore, causing cells to die. Lengthening of telomeres may be one of the mechanisms that induces health benefits after lowering your sitting time.
Lowering your... That's a
lifestyle changes that can alter genes and less time sitting is associated with increased telomere length, which prolongs survival of your cells.
All right. Speaking of cells, stem cell technology has been used in the development of a number of medicinals, a number of items that are good for us in general, and taking care of your body and the way you look is pretty important to a lot of people. So they'll be eager to know about GenuCell, which was developed by the folks at Chamonix using stem cell research.
The non-embryonic kind. Ladies, yes. Are you tired of trying wrinkle creams that simply do not work? And what about these bags under your eyes? That's why GenuCell with instant effects is different. GenuCell uses Isoril and state-of-the-art technologies to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. You can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around your eyes. In fact, you'll see results in just 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products, they work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are transformative. GenuCell is simply amazing. So stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in 12 hours and a complete transformation of your skin in just 30 days or your money back.
GenuCell is the all-natural treatment with plant stem technology. Get it by dialing 800-822-6145. You have nothing to lose except the bags, the puffiness. Don't wait. Call now. 800-822-6145. Combat those wrinkles and facial lines. No Botox, no surgery. Just GenuCell. 800-822-6145.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wonderful story today as the video of the day becomes our focus here now. She will fly. This song's not about the video. It is about stories. Dance, dance when you taste brown sugar. Is this a song that wouldn't make it today, Kenny, because it's politically incorrect? Pretty politically incorrect, isn't it?
I think it's irrelevant.
The story's irrelevant? The song's irrelevant.
No, the, I mean,
black because it was so
whites
different.
And yeah, right. Asians. Yeah. I mean, look at me, I'm married to a Latino. You know,
look at you.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, look at me.
You.
I, look at you. You know, back when this song was written in what, 1970 what?
73.
Yeah, it was a little bit more of a story.
Right.
Talked.
Yeah, right. It was only, what, 7-8 years after the marches and that sort of thing. Yeah, so this was controversial. Number one during this week in 1973, Brother Louie and Stories. And the only reason that I wanted to play it, there's an interesting story there for sure. But I find our video of the day today to be one of the nicest, most compelling stories that I've come across for a long time. So I would urge you to watch the video of the day. You'll have a tear in your eye when you watch
ear.
It. Yeah, and
Dina,
so,
you're my mama.
This is the audio from the video. Go ahead, Reggie.
It's a woman lying in a hospital bed talking to her mother who has Alzheimer's.
Well, the basically what happens is the I was going to start there, but then you started the video.
Sorry.
The video comes from a woman named Kelly Gunderson, and here she's talking with her 87-year-old mother who has Alzheimer's, and the mother, the beauty of this, the love that's exchanged here, is in the mother recognizing her daughter, and you hear that in the conversation, but watching it with the two of them in bed together is a tearjerker. So here's the...
Dina, you're my mama.
Uh-huh.
You do.
Uh-huh.
A while ago, you said you didn't know you're my mama.
Well, you act like my mama.
I act like your mama.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying you're my mama.
I'm your mama?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be your mama.
Now, do you think that I would lay here with just anybody?
No. I think you want to have to love them if they want to.
Yeah, you do have to love them to lay down with them like this.
Yeah.
And I love you, Mama.
I love you.
But you
Do you know who I am, though?
Uh-huh.
Who? Kelly.
Yes, Mama. Yes, I am Kelly.
Uh-huh. Well, I love Kelly. And didn't I name you Kelly?
Yes, you did.
Well, I love you, Kelly.
I love you, Mama. I thought you, a while ago, you didn't know who I was.
I know it. Well, it was something because when I have some fears, I get here, and I'm thinking, my Lord, what in the world am I thinking about?
Mm-hmm. You are.
Yeah. I'm pretty
vivid
for somebody who's got Alzheimer's,
well,
too.
I'm loving you.
And I don't mean this to sound like a crass commercial thing, but there are two things that have become obvious to me over the years. Because I had my brain examined about 5 years ago, and there were some things in there. As much as people like to have a chuckle when I say that, there were some things in there that were pretty disturbing. And so I got on a regimen of a lot of fish oil, and we have two products, Heart Factors Plus and that Omax 3, that are just superb. You don't want to go down this street. You don't want to sort of relegate yourself to a...
And there's a study out today studying women and Alzheimer's specifically, because apparently two-thirds of all Alzheimer's victims are women.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the thing is, you got to take care of yourself, and having the right supplements is something, and keeping blood going to your brain is something that's very important. So check out our video today.
Too.
Yep, DougStephan.com.
It's called a serial story, a tale written by many writers.
Each time you start a new chapter, you sort of have to get into the rhythm and the cadences of that author's voice.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. Now some famous writers have collaborated on a new mystery called Inherit the Dead. Alan Fallow is an editor for AARP Media.
Big names like Stephen L. Carter, C.J. Box.
Which chapter would be the hardest to write? Would it be the first, the last, or the middle, or what?
I would say yes to all three. I think the first is difficult because you have to establish the characters and the plot. The one I'm most looking forward to, because I'm most familiar with his work, is the final chapter in Inherit the Dead, which is written by Lawrence Block, who simply has no equal.
And you haven't read that yet.
I haven't gotten there, but I'm relishing the prospect.
20 famous mystery writers wrote Inherit the Dead, and the New York Times says it stands on its own 40 feet very well. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I've got like 110% face mask guarantee on all the things I buy the most. So cool. I got a muffler that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got 110% price match guarantee on all the things she buys the most. She must tell her friends on social media.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item. Show us the lower price at checkout that will match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. N 97, see store or staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Join Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and me, Doug Steffen, in a matter of moments. And then later on, we're going to continue our series here, which is aimed at helping you understand how to better prepare yourself for the later years. First, though, story at DougSteffen.com today about prejudice. This is an interesting and kind of an amusing story in a sense, more amusing if it isn't so sad, though. The reality here is that the country we live in is an extraordinarily prejudiced place, and this story sort of proves it. The story of Jose Zamora. Jose was looking for a job. He looked for months and months and months, logged on to his computer every morning, combed the internet for jobs, applying to everything that he felt qualified for. He says he sent out between 50 and 100 resumes a day.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
That's a lot.
Get down to it. But he said he wasn't getting any responses, so he decided to change something in his resume. He took his picture, which had a Jose across it, J-O-S-E, and he dropped the S, and Jose became Joe. And after he did that, his inbox was full.
Wow.
He explains in the video that you can see at DougSteffen.com, Joe hadn't changed anything on his resume but the one letter, dropping Jose and becoming Joe. He whitewashed his reality. So what does this tell you about hiring? And I actually said this on occasion. I'm really concerned about people who don't speak English, but this guy obviously was fluent. In fact, I believe he's an American and was born here. You have some audio, Richie, from him.
Yeah, I mean, here he is telling a story, basically, just the way you...
Every morning I wake up, go on Craigslist, and apply to as many jobs, every job I can that I feel qualified for. About 50 to 100 a day for months. No phone calls, no emails, nothing. One day I just thought, what if I try Joe? Just remove the S in my name and maybe I can make some dollars on it. The Monday I decided to go from Jose to Joe. 7 days later, the next Monday, that's when all the responses started coming. That's when all the replies and emails. The position is open. We want to meet with you. Call us back. I was applying for the same exact job, the exact same resume, the exact same experience, just a different name. Sometimes I don't even think people know or conscious or aware that they're judging, even if it's by a name, but I think we all do it all the time.
Oh, I think you're right about that, sir. Absolutely. So that story is at DougStephan.com. Our poll today, what's the longest period of time you've spent ever looking for a job? A, I've never been without a job. That's my answer. B, a few months or less. C, less than a year. D, between 1 and 2 years. E, more than 2 years. F, I'll let you know once I finally get a job. Jennifer, you've never been without a job either, right? Richie, you've never been without a job, have you?
No.
No? Kenny?
I've been, because of a long radio career, a couple times, a few months here and there.
Yeah, right. Longer. The longer the career, the more
chances. Yeah.
Right. Radio is a tough job to keep consistency in.
Yeah, especially these days.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, that was probably the hiatus for me to me. In one way, right? Wasn't there?
There was a temporary hiatus from you to you.
Yes, from me to me.
Nice job, Doug.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer.
Next time you'll be more successful, Ken. You'll be able to hear from him to someone else.
Yeah, right. From me to Richie. Oh, wait a minute. You came from Richie to me.
He went from me to you, then from you to you. Now he's still waiting to go from you to someone else.
Right, exactly. Me to Jennifer.
Hey, I'd take it.
There you go. Yeah. The question we had yesterday in the poll had to do with passwords. I said, I don't think I said this on the air. I got hacked. My credit card, one of them got hacked yesterday. And the thing was you had to get in and use your password and all kinds of stuff. And I never remember what they are. So it took me about an hour to get to the bottom of what the problem was. And one of the things that I'm so thankful that they, in this case, it's a MasterCard, they really, really do a good job of watching what's going on. They called
me. They do know. Yeah.
Somebody used my credit card for PayPal. I never, and that's what they noticed. I never, ever use, mostly because I don't know how to, probably.
if you used PayPal, it was by accident.
Never, but no, I have never used it. And so when they found these charges on PayPal, they called and said, are these yours? And I said, no. So they hadn't paid.
When I was in Denver last week, my debit card, my bank does a good job of tracking that. And when I was in Denver, they saw red flag. Boom.
Denver.
What's this card being used in Denver for?
Yep.
And they called me first day.
Yep. Good for them. So anyway,
like $10 charges.
They take away all our funds,
cool.
Don't they?
Yeah. All right. So the question yesterday, how often do you change your password? 33% of you said you couldn't remember the last time you changed your password. 27% of you said once a year or so. 18% said every couple of months. 12% said I've never changed my passwords. 6% said at least once a month.
If it's password 123, it's time for a change.
Let me help you out there, Dudley.
Okay, Richie.
LastPass.com.
Yeah.
Remembers all of your passwords and will even generate passwords for you.
Really?
So that when you log into your computer in the morning, you just log into LastPass.com and then click on your sites that you go to regularly that need to be logged into, and it will log in automatically for you.
Forget the password to that site.
You only need to remember one password. If you can't do that, you got problems. Doug. Go to today, Meredith, go to LastPass.com and get Doug an account.
All right, there we do. There we go. All right, let's get Joy Brown in here. Dr. Joy is one of my favorites. She has extraordinary radio credentials and a great career on the air helping people. You can listen to her from noon to 3 every day around the country and around the world. You can call her anytime, 24 hours a day, at 855-99-DR-JOY with your problem. So she'll explain it and tackle the answer on the air. Here's the story of Henry McCollum and Leon Brown, who both walked out of prison yesterday, free men, after DNA evidence implicated somebody else in the rape and murder of a North Carolina child 30 years ago. Both of these men were teenagers at the time, Joy. One of them, McCollum, in fact, said to the press that was outside waiting for them to come out, "Ain't no anger in my heart. I forgive these people. I don't like what they've done to me and my brother because they took 30 years away from me for no reason, but I don't hate them." Man, that's a strong dude after 30 years in the slammer for doing something he didn't do. So what do they do with the rest of their lives under the circumstances, Joy? How do they, I mean, they can say it, but do they really, can you believe it after all of that?
Depends how good their lawyer is, I guess. Now, you know, there are people who really are able to do that. And, you know, one of the things that's a little less surprising, if they've been in prison for 2 years or 3 years, they may be a little angrier. I think one of the things that, it's interesting, I saw a play about women in prison last night. But it seems that there are really two kinds of people who exist in the prison population. There's people who fight it the whole time and people who somehow literally do it a day at a time, and they seem saner. They avail themselves of education in prison. They quite often get religion. Whatever it is that lets them get through that experience more or less intact, and people who fight it the whole time. And Leon sounds like one of those people who, for whatever reason, decided to do the time and make the best of it he could, which, and they come out the other end much saner. Quite often, you'll hear people all the time who went in who were not unfairly accused, but who, or maybe sometimes were, who come out sort of stronger in terms of their faith, in terms of their ability to deal with whatever the world is. It's sort of, I guess it's like anything else, is that it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. And he's just a particularly extreme example. Yeah,
in your own life, this happening.
Well, I actually, in my career, have done 5 days in prison three separate times, voluntarily, I would add.
Right. Yeah.
And then when that door slams,
right.
and I know I can get out, and I know that it's sort of something I'm choosing to do, and that I'm going to be safe, and I'm not really going to be part of the prison population in any meaningful way, and I'm only going to, and it still scares the living daylights out of me. I promise you, I run my life by thinking, do you really want to go to prison? And the answer is no. And white collar, green collar, you know, no collar. Don't lock me up. So yeah, I mean, I think it's scary. Although you have to remember that part of this, unfortunately, you know, in the same way that when Jose became Joe, that society treated him differently, that for my, you know, for me and for you, for all of us, basically, the idea of prison is unthinkable. You have to remember, if you're a young African-American male in the society, the chances are 50-50 you're going to go to the slammer. The chances are 50-50 that someone in your family has. It's viewed as a rite of passage. That's a problem in our society.
And
both these men were
black, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's an interesting way and a very compelling way of describing how this works in the mind of these people. Thank you. Dr. Joy Brown, again, check out our website, drjoy.com. In a moment, we strategize with you on how to build your net worth. That's a bit of advice coming up next here on Good Day.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Oktoberfest.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Lorette Ellsworth, a highly respected strategic wealth coach. She's a retirement planner, the author of The Raft Strategy. You can read more about that if you just click on The Raft Strategy at DougSteffen.com. The essence of the introduction to our conversation and figuring out for people what the raft strategy was and what raft stood for, I wouldn't mind your repeating that, Lorette, because
raft,
I think
it's
that
it's retirement approach free of tax. And thank you, Doug, for having me back on the program today. You know, before we talk any further, I just want to alert the listeners to listen carefully because we have a special gift today that we're going to be giving out. This award-winning book is actually going to be available to your listeners, Doug. 100 copies are reserved today from our office, totally free of charge. And so we want to make sure that whoever wants a copy of this book, they can get it because it's going to outline some very important concepts for them for their retirement. And the phone number to call that to get that book is 866-620-HERO, the name of our company's HERO strategy, so that's easy to remember, 866-620-HERO. But why would somebody want to get their hands on this book? You know, I guess that's kind of the question. Well, there's so many things that consumers look at when they're wanting to find a sound investment, and one of those is safety. They don't want to lose their money. You know, we don't want to lose our money if the market drops, for example. So that's safety. And then, of course, there's liquidity. And the neat thing about the raft strategy is you can place your money in there, and you can continue to have access to that money, and it grows at an average rate of return of over 8% over the past 25 years is what we've seen. So you've got safety, you have liquidity, you know, you don't have to wait till you're 59 and a half to take the money out of the account. You can have access to it prior to that if you want. And then you have a great rate of return. So those three things, safety, liquidity, and a great rate of return. And 8% being a great rate of return because think about this. It's tax-free. All the money is coming out tax-free. And that's kind of the equivalent of having 11 or 12% rate of return, you know, if you're not having to pay tax on it. Wouldn't you agree?
Who wouldn't want to have that circumstance? I wouldn't say we'd kill for it, but it would be something that's quite desirable given the current scenario. The book, by the way, is called The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk. And the number to get a free copy of it is 866-620-4376. Or you can go online to raftstrategy.com. That's 866-620-HERO if you want a translation. One of the things that I think bothers most people, the hype. How to separate the hype, the advertising, the fact that we have all these messages in front of us all the time, and the more mature we get, the more people are trying to get a hold of that money that we have. We're trying to get the best for our retirement because we want to, many times, even if you keep working, you want to, you know, get as much as you can out of your money. And it's really dicey.
I think that what's key here, Doug, is that our company's never sent a bill. We never will. We're not looking at getting fees from people to start this account. This is an account that has existed for over 40 years, and it's set up according to IRS guidelines. And yet people really don't know about it. It's changed so dramatically, especially over the past 12 years, with the event of being able to provide principal protection. So that just means that the account itself is linked to the growth of the market. So when the market goes up, we're getting an increase, and that's locked in every single year. And yet, when the market goes down, the principal is protected. So in that year, you know, if there was a negative 10 like there was in 2000 or a negative 15 and like there was in 2002 or, you know, and so forth, then or 2008 we had a negative 35%. Well, wouldn't you rather get a zero in your account than a negative number? And what we found is over the past 14 years where the stock market has just been up and down and sideways for so long, and only last year was we finally got a 27% increase in the market. But with the RAS strategy, the average rate of return has been close to 10% because all of those years that there was a decline, then our account got a zero, and then of course you're growing from your previous highest point when the market goes up. So it's a good way to to be sure that you're going to get increases in your account instead of being subject to the volatility of the stock market and yet still getting a great rate of return. So obviously the number to give us a call is easy to remember. It's 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376. And we can get that book over to you. We also have an illustration that's based on your needs, because this can be set up. Yeah, this can be set up for you specifically, depending on what kind of money that you're able to place into it, if it's a monthly basis or...
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good people. People need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
'70 Pontiac Firebird, the car I've always wanted, and now I have it. I rule.
It's a great thing when you realize you still have the ability to surprise yourself. Makes you wonder what else you can do that you've forgotten about. I'm just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Uh-huh. All right, so this is Annie Lennox from the movie American Beauty, Don't Let It Bring You Down. That movie was the number one movie during this week in 1999. Remember the song that well as well tied to it? Who doesn't remember Kevin Spacey in the Bed of Roses? Who among us? Are you, this movie became fantastically popular, and it, in my mind, put Kevin Spacey on the map. Is that an accurate assumption on my part? Do you think, Chuck Curry, our movie man, what do you think of that, as that statement?
I think it defined him as a terrific actor.
Yeah. Yeah,
he won the Oscar for Best Picture, so you know you're gonna ride a lot of notoriety out of that accomplishment.
Yep.
I believe what is it? It's the 15th anniversary this week, correct?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I remember thinking it was strange. I thought there was some beauty to it. It was disturbing.
Yeah, I like the film a lot.
Emotions, yeah, a lot of emotions. I mean, what movies do that today? Most movies. Even if there's a good story, I said that the November Man I thought was a good story. Way too much violence in it. But you look around for stories today, and all you get is robots and computer-generated junk. And there just doesn't seem to be. Is there a movie around? I maintain that the last movie, and I was not a fan necessarily of Philip Seymour Hoffman, but I thought the movie that he did that's out now, was it Looking the Last Man, Wanted Man, Most Wanted Man, I think it's an excellent movie. A great story. I think I saw a movie a few weeks ago that I talked to you about, Chucker, that I thought had a great storyline. And, you know, the Helen Mirren restaurant thing out now is supposed to be pretty good. And the Ebert flick is supposed to be very good. These are all stories. You know.
Yeah, I think what you're trying to say is, here's what's going on. The big studios are not backing the character-driven films like they did 20, 30 years ago and beyond. They're relying heavily on technology, and they want that movie that's going to play big overseas, and that's why you're seeing the effects-driven movies dominating the movie-going experience.
Chucker, I was just going to the IMDb page for Kevin Spacey, trying to remember what his first movies were, and then there's Glengarry, Glenn Ross. But shortly after that, he did The Usual Suspects. That movie was amazing and would never, ever be released today.
Yeah,
and it has a huge, huge cult following.
That's an amazing movie.
All right, Chuck Curry has some movie news for us. Just a moment. This is Good Day.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only, C store for details.
Chuck Curry has an overview now of the facts and his opinion about what he thinks are going to be good movies coming out this fall. Chucker?
There's five fall movies I'm looking forward to. First is The Equalizer, which hits theaters September 23rd. Denzel Washington stars in the film based on the 80s TV series, which starred actor Edward Woodward. This one's tested through the roof in preview screenings. It should do well at the box office. Don't know if it'll be a critical darling, but I think the public will certainly like it. October 3rd, Gone Girl, Fight Club, director David Fincher's latest film, which stars actor Ben Affleck as a husband accused of killing his missing wife. It's based on a best-selling novel. On October 10th, Robert Downey Jr. takes off his Iron Man outfit in a movie called The Judge. He plays a big city lawyer who returns to his small town roots to defend his father, a judge accused of murder. Robert Duvall also stars in that film. October 4th, Fury, which is a World War II film starring actor Brad Pitt. From what I hear, this one won't be the most graphic depicted World War II film ever produced. And in November, I look forward to Interstellar, a huge sci-fi drama from director Chris Nolan of Batman fame, which stars actor Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. I would say, Doug, Matthew McConaughey right now is probably the go-to guy for Hollywood when they have a big project.
And go back to what you said.
He's very popular.
What you said, we have about a few seconds here. I didn't understand what you said about the second for last movie.
Fury with Brad Pitt. It's a World War II film.
Is it very graphically violent?
Very violent. Very violent.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought you were trying to say. Didn't come across. All right, a good reason to skip it. 59 after a good day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.